Shakespeare's Timon of Athens is a black comedy dressed up as a Greek tragedy, a hilariously dark, joyfully brutal, and very modern immorality tale, which gives you, the playgoer, an extraordinary opportunity to watch a Shakespeare play where you don't know what happens next and have no idea how it ends. Sport for Jove's five-star smash hit production of Timon of Athens returns after a sold-out season for a strictly limited run of shows at the Seymour Centre in June. Sport for Jove's artistic director and Timon himself, Damien Ryan, joins us now. Morning, Damien. Welcome to 2SER Breakfast.
G'day. How are you? Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Great to know that we've got a second chance here for if we've missed the five-star triumph the first time around.
Yeah, that's right. And to see it indoors with a roof over our heads where we can't get rained on. That was the challenge the first time around. So, yes, it's lovely to be coming indoors with it.
So what's this? We're not going to know what happens, even though it's a Shakespeare play.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the joy of it with these unknown plays, particularly in Australia. You know, in some of the countries around the world, Canada and England, of course, and even North America, where the Shakespeare industry is just absolutely enormous, you know, really, really monolithic. They tend to do these plays on a fairly regular cycle. But in Australia, we really don't. We tend to focus on a core of about 8 to 12 of Shakespeare's 39 plays, and we see them come around again and again and again, and very occasionally, you know, we're able to dabble into one of the unusual ones. So in starting this company years ago, I kind of wanted to focus on a lot of the lesser performed Shakespeare plays, because the same hand, the same mind, the same sort of intuition that wrote these ones also wrote Hamlet and King Lear and Dream and Twelfth Night and all the great masterpieces. So they're full of extraordinary things, but the beauty for an audience is that they're watching a story that feels like it's new. And every day we remind ourselves in rehearsal, let's think of it as a new play. Think of this as a brand new play off Shakespeare's presses today, and let's try to make it as clear and surprising to the audience as we can. So I just think it's a lovely experience to watch a Shakespeare play where you don't know where the DPS is taking you.
Now, Timon of Athens was originally grouped with the tragedies, but recently some scholars are naming it as one of the problem plays. Now, I know that the comedies end in marriage, the tragedies end in death. I don't suppose the problem plays end with a solution.
Not particularly, no. They kind of end with the glory of an ambiguous problem. But yeah, it's funny, that word problem play, and it certainly has been used for hundreds of years. It doesn't mean anything to me. The problem play simply means people don't know which box to put it in.
Yeah.
And that's a bit silly, because Shakespeare himself didn't care about these genres. He died without even publishing most of these works, and that was done posthumously and suddenly put into categories of histories, tragedies and comedies, where a quarter of the plays are actually what you might call a pastoral play set in the countryside. And he was mocking himself in plays like Hamlet for the way he would bend genre and not care about the delineations of genre and form. He was brilliantly subversive, and this is an example of one of his plays that is all forms. It is incredibly funny. Like, it is laugh out loud, gut laughing funny at times, and then it's also unbelievably dark and psychologically and spiritually brutal. It's a bit like King Lear. It's like a rehearsal for King Lear, written possibly in the year before he wrote King Lear. You almost feel the drafting process happening there. It's something of a history play, because Timon was a real man, and it's drawn from a lot of ancient Greek ideas and Plutarch's story of Alcibiades, and Diogenes has there's a character in it that's basically a replica of Diogenes and the idea of hermetic life. And so it's all this, and it's a tragedy. So it's got... Shakespeare didn't like the conformity that contemporary compositor or scholar would like to apply to his art form, and so I think the problem plays are often the most interesting ones.
Indeed.
But yeah, it's this incredibly entertaining story.
Yeah, and you've retitled it somewhat to I Hate People or Timon of Athens, because I guess in this play he lavishes his wealth on parasitic companions until he's poor and rejected. I don't suppose there's any contemporary examples of people lavishing their wealth on parasitic companions.
I cannot imagine a world where
there's no lessons.
Where politics and wildly unscrupulous, capricious billionaires are mingling together and trying to sort out what the future for the world will be. This plays like an X-ray of what's been going on in the last couple of years. It truly is. It's meant to, we even deliberated on having a poster with, you know, Timon just holding a chainsaw, yelling the word chainsaw. Like, it feels a bit like that.
Yeah.
And yes, it's so contemporary in its ideas and even in its language. And yeah, we called it I Hate People because Timon of Athens doesn't really mean anything to anyone nowadays, but it's fundamentally about misanthropy, and but strangely about the hating of your fellow people. However, the brilliant twist in it is that it's that hating of people, the essential positive point in that is accepting that life is difficult, accepting that you have misery in life, and the purpose of Hermeticism, the purpose of ancient wisdom was to recognize and accept misery as a fundamental part of reaching wisdom. That we don't, if we don't suffer, we don't grow wise, and those sorts of things. And, and so the play, we kind of wanted to lean into a title that made people go, God, I hate people. And we live in a world obsessed with schadenfreude as well, and the play captures schadenfreude so brilliantly. Everyone loves someone when they're rich, Australia's tall poppy syndrome. Everyone loves it, but then when they're falling, everyone can't wait to put the boot in and go, good, yeah, we never liked you up there anyway. And the play just captures that so magnificently.
And with those themes in mind, it probably won't get a run at the Kennedy Centre, but it will have some shows. It'll be on at the Seymour Centre, doing a limited season of five shows, Thursday 12th of June till Sunday 15th of June, inclusive two shows on the Saturday. sportforjove.com.au is where you can go to get tickets. You can also go to the Seymour Centre website. Some wonderful work there being conducted by Sport for Jove Theatre Company. A wonderful history. You're doing some absolutely great work. I have to have you back again real soon once your latest season of Timon of Athens, or I Hate People, is finished up. I really appreciate your time here today, Damien Ryan.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you. I'm going to write to the Kennedy Centre now.